Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for being here and for taking over for David while he's on a well-deserved vacation.
It's a busy day in Ferguson. Tensions are still high, and the Attorney General of the United States is going to be on scene there.
That's right. Look, there's no question that there is a balance in this country between the haves and the have-nots. There is a point at which things tip over. I do believe that any parent would recognize the urgency that parents of people and young children of color feel if they think that their kids are just providing a certain amount of target practice for police. Everybody should think about what they would do to protect their own children. That's why these autopsies mean so much, because if they can ascertain forensically whether or not the child had his hands up in the air and was shot anyway, you know, six or seven times, once through the brain, then I think you see that there's a reaction. For example, the police are not using bullets right now to maintain order. They're using rubber bullets. Rubber bullets weren't used in that first case. Now you have the President of the United States dispatching his Attorney General, and we know that there is a sense on the part of people of color in this country that they are targets. They believe that. The reason, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, that this is front page news all over the country is because there's always the sense that is what is happening in Ferguson could happen anywhere else in this country, and then you have repetition for those of us who are old enough to remember the city's burning.
Let's move to Iowa, which will host the first visit during this long, slow summer of Hillary Clinton. And any trip to Iowa, of course, brings up the idea of the next presidential campaign.
You know, you're right. This is Hillary making the foray. It's quite clear to me, has been for a long time, that she's going to be a candidate. She comes in a great leader, but that lead, according to many polls, is beginning to dissipate. You know, the reason that Obama beat Hillary Clinton the last contest was that people are looking for someone new. Now, there's great disappointment with Obama on many fronts, left, right, middle. But the reason that he did so well is that people, quote, projected their own values into Obama. They didn't know where he was, but they said he's not Hillary. Hillary is playing it safe. If there is one thing that does not catch the American imagination, it's when a candidate just plays it safe. That's why if the left could vote for an Elizabeth Warren, they would. So what she's got to watch out for is somebody who comes in like an Obama, who nobody knew, who everybody will say, okay, this person represents my values.